You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Daquan Mickens, and February is Black History Month. And today I'm going to tell you about the history in our area and highlight some of the great spots you can visit and learn more about African-American history. When I first moved to Beaufort, right after we dropped the U-Haul off and dropped all our stuff off at the house, we turned on a road called Robert Smalls Parkway, and we were like, oh, Robert Smalls, I wonder who that is. And my little brother, who was in the fifth grade at the time, was like, yeah, Robert Smalls, he took the boat and freed himself. And we were like, what? What are you talking about? Me, my mother, my brother, my wife, we were all in the car, and none of us knew who Robert Smalls was. And he was like, yeah, he actually was a slave and ended up freeing himself. And, you know, he took a boat and sold it. And of course, in the fifth grade, you don't go into detail and explain exactly how Robert Smalls stole a boat and sold it. So we actually looked it up on the phone, and he was right, knowing about Robert Smalls. And that was my first introduction to African-American history here in Beaufort. And, you know, being in Beaufort so long, to be able to know the Robert Smalls story and be able to tell that story to others when I go out on the road and getting people to hear that story for the very first time, they're like, oh, wow, that's an incredible story. And, you know, the movie has been in the works for some time now, and that's just scratching the surface of the African-American history here in Beaufort. And when you come to Beaufort and you see Robert Smalls' burial site, and right next to that is Tabernacle Baptist Church, and next to the other side is his childhood slave home, you see how long that African-American history has stood the test of time here in Beaufort. And if you go and you take the Reconstruction era monument tour, it'll take you that way. And it'll also take you some back roads where you wouldn't get any other history without getting on that tour. And the African-American history here is so rich. Then just be able to live here and walk the same streets that they walk, it gives me motivation to push Beaufort so that people can come here and learn about Beaufort and the African-American history here. We've had episodes like Camp Saxton. A lot of people don't know what Camp Saxton is, but Camp Saxton is home to the first South Carolina Volunteers of the Union Army, a regiment composed of escaped slaves from South Carolina and Florida. Slaves gathered at Camp Saxton to hear the first reading of the Emancipation Proclamation. On January 1st, 1863, and is home to the fable Emancipation Tree, a proclamation by Confederate President Jefferson Davis had indicated that members of the regiment would not be treated as prisoners of war if they are taken in a battle. Another fact is that Harriet Tubman actually served with the men at Camp Saxton as a cook, nurse, spy, and scout. So finding out little tidbits like that is really cool. Something you can get living here, but that's why going on these tours with the Reconstruction Era National Historical Park or with the Camp Saxton tours or even visiting the Port Royal Museum, you get these little tidbits from the people who actually research and learn this information that you can't get by just going to the location and kind of figuring it out yourself. And it's very interesting that those newly freed slaves found out that they were freed in Camp Saxton, because the first documented occurrence of Black slavery in North America happened near Beaufort, according to Dr. Larry Rowland, who was on episode 53 talking about the Port Royal area and the landscape that changed American history. And if you drive around Beaufort and St. Helena, you'll find the different praise houses. These praise houses were created for segregated worship for the slaves at the time. So it's really cool to see that they stand the test of time. And these were not only just worship houses, but they were meeting places, self-governing courthouses for the African-American community of St. Helena. So there's so much history in Beaufort, but not just Beaufort, but the surrounding areas of St. Helena, Ladies Island, and Port Royal. Another major aspect of Beaufort is the Gullah Geechee culture. The Gullah Geechee people were brought to the area during slavery, and they've kept their culture into the current day. Our goal is to help the Gullah Geechee people as much as possible to celebrate them and keep their culture alive. And before I go, the one thing you must do in Beaufort is the Penn Center. It's not only a great African-American location that a lot of people like to go to, but it's a great historic and Beaufort-centric location. The Penn Center was the first African-American school for newly freed slaves where they could learn to read and write. When you go out there, there's a real somber feeling and a really like eye-opening change that happens when you go out there. It just feels like history. You're walking through history, and it is. And the fact that it stands the test of time and you can go out there, take a tour, and learn more about the history. It's a huge part of not just African-American history, but Beaufort history. Thank you for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. If you want more information on any of the places that I mentioned, you can visit BeaufortSC.org. The episodes mentioned will be linked in the description. Also, you can follow us on social media at @visit_BeaufortSC on Instagram or at @BeaufortSC on Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. We'll talk to y'all next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, hosted by Daquan Mickens and the team at Visit Beaufort, Port Royal, and the Sea Islands, produced by Relic.